gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On, why settle for less?
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Nice sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
Well, got you back early, Kate.
We have busy days tomorrow, Tony.
Sure. All in all, it's been quite an evening.
Rather earth-shaking, as a matter of fact.
Kate, if you had asked me the same question 6 weeks ago, I'd have answered you just as directly.
It didn't occur to me.
Does it make so much difference to you that I was married?
No, Tony. What makes the difference is that you still are married.
According to the law.
Yes, according to the law. You're not divorced.
No, we haven't gone through that window dressing.
Tony, you're either married or divorced, but you talk as if you're neither.
Ah, now you're catching on. Claire and I were married for 10 years. 3 years ago, she walked out. Now, do you want all the details?
No.
Good, then I'll spare you. But Claire wanted her own life. She likes money, and I was finally making it. She likes excitement. She likes beautiful people, whatever that means. So she left.
And you never got a divorce.
You cannot divorce a spouse because she likes to travel.
But if she didn't want to live with you...
She didn't want that. But she did want a husband somewhere in the background.
How curious.
Now, for a girl like you, it would be. You'd have to meet Claire to understand her.
Oh, I don't think I'd ever want to do that.
Someday I might ask you to.
I think I'll go in.
No, you're not going to leave like that. Now, I'm glad this all happened. I mean, I'm glad it's out. You know I'm married. You know I have a wife somewhere who isn't a wife and hasn't been for 3 years. I can talk about it to you now, Kate. God knows I need to.
You could have told me and talked about it 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago, I didn't think you gave a damn. Even a week ago. Tonight, you asked me if I was married. I told you. And it's brought us closer together, hasn't it?
We certainly know each other better.
Well, you know me better. I still don't know much about you.
You know my husband died. That's a little different.
I'm not so sure.
Tony, I'm free. You're not.
By the rules, that's true. But, Kate, I believe that your husband... Tom, this is closer to you today than my wife is to me.
How you turn things upside down, Tony.
I've lived a little longer than you have, Kate. I know what matters now. What I think. Not what other people tell me to think.
If I hadn't asked you whether you were married, would you ever have told me?
I would never have deceived you. Come on, I'll take you inside. You must be getting cold.
Glad
to be back in this city. There's really no place like it on Earth.
All it needs is you, Glenn.
Well, you're all very flattering to come on such short notice, but I had to have a party on my first night home.
Oh, where's Tony?
Tony? Oh, my dear, wait until I tell you about Tony.
Must you?
Ned, sometimes you are stuffy, but then I always forget you're Tony's closest friend.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I like the guy. I don't think you should kick him when he's down.
Down? Tony's in the best of spirits. He looks marvelous. Maybe he's in love.
Oh, then you've seen him, Claire.
Fate, karma, destiny. I ran into him at the airport as I got off the plane this morning.
Well, that must have surprised him.
Oh, I love to surprise him. One of the few pleasures I had left in our marriage. I told him we were as bound together in our courses as the planets. Nothing could change them. Well, he wasn't amused. Anyhow, I persuaded him I simply had to see him, so he came here to the hotel at 5. My dear, you should have seen him. He stood with his hand on the doorknob practically the whole time. Ned, has he another girl?
Ask Collie. I don't keep track.
Ned, you really are dull. Or are you trying to hide something?
Oh, there's nothing I could hide about Tony that you wouldn't find out 24 hours after he got into town.
Well, let's keep it that way. Well, I believe I worried him. I told him I'd be at his club for a nightcap after my little party. Will you taxi me down, Ned?
You know I won't.
Ned, that is not gallant.
What do you really want from that guy, Claire?
Nothing.
Except an open checkbook.
Well, I am his wife. I do expect support, and God knows he has the money to give it to me.
And what does he get in return?
He gets his freedom, and I get mine.
Well, that's just what he hasn't got, his freedom.
Well, yes, he has. I never interfere with him. Oh, you mean divorce. What would Tony do with it? He'd run right back to me. He doesn't want to marry any of these little girls he runs around with.
Suppose he graduated from those little girls and found someone he really likes.
Are you trying to tell me something, Ned?
Oh, no. I'll leave that to Holly when she comes down from the country.
Then he has a new girl.
Would you care?
Care? Tony has a new girl every 6 months. What he doesn't want is involvement. I protect him from that.
Hi, I've only got a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to. And it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. How it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades, one just like my own. I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving Care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Who is it?
It's me, Kate. Trudy.
Oh, come in, Trudy.
I thought you went to Jeff's concert.
No, I changed my mind.
Ah, he counted on you.
Well, he counted on you, too.
Someday that boy's going to have to learn to count on himself.
Oh, not as long as somebody's around who'll listen to him talk. Somebody named Kate Wakefield.
Not me. I'm not taking on that problem, too.
Hey, look, are you busy?
No, just reading the paper. It's a scandal sheet I never buy, but somebody left it in my mailbox by mistake.
You got in early from your date.
Tony felt like driving. He's one of those men who relaxes at the wheel of a car, so we went to a little inn up on the river.
With that moon?
Oh, golly. We had dinner, talked a little, came home.
You make it sound like a four-alarm fire.
It was, in a way. Trudy, he's married.
So you know.
Did you know?
Well, after I read that newspaper you've got there.
It's in the paper.
The society column. Jeff brought the paper in and showed me. He must have stuck it in your mailbox.
I
I can't find it.
Here, page 17. He's even got it turned down for you.
Claire Cushing, Mrs. Anthony Cushing, arrived in the city today on her way to Jamaica. I don't have to read all of it.
I didn't think you'd want to. But at least it doesn't come as a surprise.
In a way, it does.
Oh, sure, it's a shock. He's a lot of man. Any girl would find him attractive.
You did, didn't you?
Yes. Kate, maybe they're divorced. Or getting one.
Oh, he was quite candid. He said they're still married, but they hadn't lived together for 3 years. He walked out. Now she goes her way and he goes his.
Oh, that arrangement. And you're in the middle.
No, he didn't talk like that. I tried to understand. I know that people live that way. It's modern.
But he's very unhappy about it.
No, he didn't say that.
Well, what did he say?
He simply said it wasn't a marriage.
Ha ha, nothing like pitching your tent where you want it.
It isn't a marriage, Trudy. Any more than mine was.
Honey, if you can look at it that way, more power to you. He's a great guy. I'd like to see you get him. If you want him. But you could be in for a lot of hurt.
It's all changed now, anyhow.
Why?
This newspaper item. Don't you see, Tony didn't tell me he was married because he wanted to. He told me because he had to. I'd have seen it in the paper.
Now, don't go off the deep end,
Tony. With all that talk, he didn't tell me the one thing he should have, that she's here in town. He might be seeing her now.
Features Joan Loring as Kate Wakefield, Nat Polan as Anthony Cushing, and Terry Keane as Claire Cushing. Also appearing were Richard Niles, Joan Shea, and Helene Dumas. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Margaret LaWorth, and brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Mel Brandt. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
And salutations, dear listeners. I am, as always, your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray, diligently writing this novel for your pleasure and mine. With admirable simplicity, I call today's chapter Oranges. With good reason, as you shall see. Recall, please, that Rebecca and Rawdon in the orangery were experiencing the first intoxication of love when they were cruelly interrupted by Giles, who warned that Rawdon's Aunt Matilda soon would trespass into their new town paradise.
Hang it all, what of it? The old girl would be pleased no end.
No, dear Rawdon, she wouldn't. Now listen to me. Your aunt came to me. She let me know I'm only a governess born in a cabbage patch. She said she'd not mind a flirtation, but nothing else.
Damn me. How dare the woman?
She dares, and you know it. Are we? Is this between us? Nothing else?
Not just everything else.
Well, then, when your aunt arrives, we shall be picking oranges.
What? I'm damned if I pick oranges. I'll tell Aunt Matilda I love a governess and that's flat.
Then it will be the end of us when we were only just beginning. She'll stop us seeing each other.
She can't.
She can. Oh, will you listen? She said straight out she'd not give you another shilling as long as she lived and take you out of her will when she's dead.
Oh. Oh.
Now will you listen to me?
No. The devil take her will.
Oh, thank you for that, dear Rawdon. But if I cost you her fortune, you will hate me in the end.
Never.
Oh, do be sensible. If only you'll do all I say, we can get round her. It's only for now. Later we'll win her. I want her to take me to London. She will, if she trusts me. I'd live with her, be her companion.
I say, I could see you every day.
Away from her house? Oh, yes, as much as ever we can.
You want to leave Queen's Crawley?
Even before you came, I wanted to. I'm in a cage. I appear to sing to be merry and happy, but I hate it here, and will hate it worse when you go. Oh, Lord, she'll be coming. Please, that basket, take it. Pluck oranges. Do, let's not frighten her. We must please her now, so in the end we can please ourselves.
All right, her pick. Confound Auntie. Her head itches for a crown.
Now, I'll eat an orange. Then, when she comes, oh, how busy and innocent we shall look.
Rebecca, I must know. Do you...
Yes, with all my heart, pick.
I am.
And do you me?
Dad, Becky, yes.
When she comes, call me Miss, not Becky. Profess to be bored with me, with oranges. Oh, this English is sour. Say you want to go to the stable, you want to ride.
I don't. I won't.
Oh, don't you see? I must talk to her alone. Psyche saw us together. What if she saw how we looked at each other and told Miss Crawley that, too?
Mm.
I must put her mind at rest.
What the devil will you say to Her Majesty?
I've it all planned, I'll tell you later. Even before you kissed me, I planned because I knew you would kiss me. Oh, Rawdon, will you do all I ask?
Do anything on God's earth, you ask?
Then tonight, as soon as you can, you're to tell her you want to go back to London.
Leave you?
Rawdon? Rebecca!
There. Call to her.
Will you meet me tonight?
Yes, here, after all of the bed. Call!
Auntie, come along. We're a... harvesting oranges.
Whatever for?
Well, we were bored.
Your papa will have your head. No one picks Pitt's oranges, save Pitt.
He's welcome to them. They're sour.
Then I shan't have one.
I say, just off to the stables. Look after my horse. Don't trust the grooms. Glad you're here, Aunt Matilda. Keep Miss Rebecca company.
Oh, don't desert us, dear boy.
Must have to. Goodbye, Miss Rebecca. Auntie?
You'll be back for tea with us?
Don't know. Can't stay. May not.
What on earth ails him? Not like him to be twisted.
He did seem rather... perhaps I ought not say it.
And perhaps you ought. If something is wrong, I should know it.
He did seem rather at sixes and sevens.
Pray, what does that mean?
Oh, his mind, somewhere else. I confess I was greatly put out that he seemed not interested in me at all.
How strange. How very strange.
Mind you, he didn't say it, but I suspect he hates being at Queen's Crawley because there's a young lady of fashion who beckons him back to London.
Becky's plan unfolding, Becky's heart thumping the while. Can she fend off the redoubtable Miss Crawley? All in good time, we shall see. Becky's plan to divert Miss Crawley has hardly yet begun. But I'm certain it's clear to every experienced listener that no one can dissemble better than Miss Rebecca Sharp.
A young lady in London? What makes you think it?
Why, he talked and talked of returning there as soon as ever he could.
Oh, that means nothing. He despises Queen's Crawley, comes here only because I order it. You must have more reason than that to think such a thing.
A look in his eyes, Miss Crawley. Something in his voice. All bespoke love. I've sensed it. One can, you know. And he would pluck oranges.
I must say, Rebecca, I expected more from you than this.
From me?
I counted on you to make Rawdon quite content to stay on. I said quite clearly I wanted you to flirt with him.
But I did.
To no purpose. Why couldn't you take his mind off that whoever she is in London?
Perhaps my heart wasn't in it.
Well, why wasn't it?
Oh, dear, Miss Crawley, I did mean to enjoy the captain's visit. Queen's Crawley bores me as well, but then my conscience began to trouble me dreadfully.
Conscience? Humbug, what is wrong with a flirtation?
Nothing, unless... Oh, I should have confessed this before.
Confessed?
In London, there's a young man. Why, you're blushing. So that's it.
You've given your heart to that fortunate young man. Yes, Rebecca?
Dear Miss Crawley, I've given my heart quite away.
Dear child, tell me of him. A curate, a house steward, an apothecary, tell me do.
He's in His Majesty's army.
Like Rawdon.
Ah, what a coincidence. I hadn't thought. Oh, now do you see why I feel imprisoned here so far from my love?
What a pity. Is he handsome?
Oh, yes. Well, come to think of it, he looks a bit like Captain Rawdon.
Then he is handsome. And does he love you madly?
He leads me to believe he does.
Come, come, don't be modest. Of course he does.
He did say, it seems only a moment ago, that he'd do anything on God's earth I ask.
How sweet, how gallant. But, my dear, I am put out with you that you couldn't, for my sake, keep Rawdon amused for a very long while.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Truly, I am.
I was certain he found you charming. The way he looked at you, fetched and carried, walked with you in the moonlight. What on earth changed him?
Well, he did seem at first to... Then all changed. I did flirt as best I could. Just now, I tried awfully to be nice to him here in the orangery. But you saw how he made every excuse to be off to the stables. I expect his conscience hurt him, too.
Conscience? Oh, fiddle-faddle. A nice thing, I must say. Anyone as pretty as you and he. It does seem odd. Unnatural. No, I don't understand him. I think, yes, I shall go to the stables myself and ask why he behaves in this furious fashion.
Oh, I shouldn't do that, Miss Crawley.
Why ever not?
Well, I doubt he'd like it.
You're behaving in a curious fashion as well. Why, you've a very high flush.
It's just... I'd not want him to know I spoke of him as I have.
Nonsense. His behavior is very unmanly, and I mean to find out why.
And quite right is Becky to worry that Rawdon has not her artful ways, can't bring this off, can't even muddle through. Tomorrow, my dear listener, I shall await you here at my desk. Your most devoted servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
To you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Daytro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she? or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about New Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril. New from Bristol-Myers.
Turn that football game off there. I want to talk to
you. Hold on.
Gilbertsky intercepts on the 10-yard line.
I want to talk to you.
Well, they're on the 10-yard line.
I don't care. They're climbing up a goalpost. I want to talk to you, please. Now, turn it down.
The score is 7-6. That puts the Tigers in good.
Okay. What's the matter?
I want to talk to you about the Christmas cards.
Yes. What? Christmas cards?
Yes, Christmas cards. Now, if we're going to send them this year, for once, we're going to do it early. I want to talk about it.
Okay. Go ahead. Talk.
Oh, I cannot discuss it when you're watching the TV. Can you turn it off entirely?
Please?
We thought it was certainly one of the most exciting games of the season when...
Did you hear that? Even the announcer said it was one of the most exciting games of the season.
I thought you had agreed to limit your passion for watching every sports event. We had a big discussion about that last week, didn't we?
All right. I didn't watch anything last night.
Now, can we discuss Christmas cards?
Well, what's there to discuss?
Are we sending them or not?
Well, let's not send any.
If you only want to get back to watching a football game.
Ah, oh, honey, come on.
Come on, now let me get your attention, huh? Your undivided attention.
Okay.
All right, now. Here's our regular list. These are the people we sent cards to last year who didn't send any to us. Now, these are the people who sent cards to us, and we didn't send any to them. Now, they're about 300, all told.
300?
Well, the list keeps growing. Each year we say we're going to cut down. Instead, we add about 25 more. Now, of course, about 100 of these are people you know in business, not only here, but all over the country. But this year, what with the cost of everything, I think we should cut down. And I mean cut down.
Cut down? Yeah, I think we should cut it out entirely.
Well, you have to send some business cards, dear. And the one year, we decided not to send Christmas cards at all. Everybody wanted if one of us had died. I spent February writing letters saying we were still alive.
I remember that. Okay. Let's decide to send Christmas cards, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, can I please put the football game back on?
Dear, we have to discuss it.
Discuss what? I said okay.
Cards are expensive. Shouldn't we discuss the costs and what we're going
to do? Okay. Let's just get cheaper cards,
okay? Well, we always say that. But you don't like the cheaper cards. And then we wind up with a card that costs twice what we wanted to pay.
Yeah. Then, of course, there's all the work of addressing them.
None of which you do.
Well, we're talking about cost. And then there's the stamp problem. 10 cents each.
And I read the stamps are going up to 13 cents. Is that before or after Christmas?
I don't know. After, I think. I hope. Well, look, let's be brave this year and not send out any.
Well, you have to send out some business cards, don't you?
Well, all right, a few of those. I'll cut that list down. Now, can't you cut down the list of our friends?
Well, I don't know where to start or stop. Who am I going to leave out? Every time I cut the list down, I hear from the people I left out and not from the ones we send cards to. Oh, I don't know what to do. I really don't.
I told you. Let's not send any. Simplest solution.
Well, our relatives are annoyed if we don't. You know Aunt Alice.
Okay. Get a few for our relatives.
And a few for your business. So a few here and there means we have to pick out a card. I told you, I've already looked over the Christmas catalogs in the card shop, but you wouldn't come with me and look at them, you know.
Oh, honey, please, I hate doing that.
Well, I'm not crazy about it either, and quite frankly, these are the times when I think there is something to women's lib. I mean, why are just the wives supposed to do all this? Select the cards, write the notes, address the envelopes, lick the envelopes, stamp the envelopes. I mean, why can't the husbands consider this a joint effort?
Yeah, well, could I just turn on the TV and see what the score is? See if anybody's made a touchdown. Okay, forget it.
Look, I'm not trying to nag you. Christmas cards are headaches.
I know.
Oh, I don't know what happened to Christmas. When I was little, it seemed so exciting, I could hardly wait. No, I don't know whether I'm jaded or I've lost the spirit or what. Thought of Christmas cards and presents just makes me want to take off for the moon.
Well, I told you, let's not send any cards,
Well, we decided we had to send some, didn't we? Business and relatives and... close friends, and once you start it, mushrooms, and then once again, I'm stuck.
Stuck with what? Let's just get our names printed on the card, and then you don't have to write me notes. That's what your problem is.
Oh, I'm so tired of writing. Let's get together next year, at least. It's been so long. Or if I have to bring a close friend up to date, then I find myself writing the same thing to a lot of people and then hoping they don't get together and find I've written the same thing
now,
to
look,
all of them.
Just pick a card, get our names printed, and don't write anything on it, and we'll send them out.
Nothing makes me madder than to get a Christmas card from a dear friend with merely a printed name and a scribbled note, "We miss you, oodles of love," or something like that. Well, I go to the attic and find our last year's cards and just double-check this list, I think.
Fine.
Now, don't start watching the football game again, honey.
Oh,
you get all
interested. Can I just watch while you're in the attic, please?
All right, why not? Now, when I come down again, though, you're going to go over the list of our Christmas cards and see what we can cut out, right?
Yeah.
Dear?
Can
you hear me? Think you're going to help with Christmas cards and we're trimming down the list tonight, dear?
Yes.
Julie, I haven't tapped it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Look, Bob, please pay attention. We've only cut 6 names off our Christmas list so far.
I'm paying attention.
You've got one eye on the TV screen all the time, dear.
All right, I turn the sound down. I just glance every now and then. And here. Who are the Herbs? Carol and Charles Herb?
Oh.
Scratch them out.
Why, Carol's one of my dearest friends. You adore. She married again, and that's her new name.
Okay. Which one is she?
You say that every time. She gave us a beautiful cut glass bowl I use for a centerpiece. And I have to say that every time, too. You remember that? The glass bowl?
For a wedding ring,
that's
sure?
Right.
I like her.
I know. Let's cut out David Dodge and Alba. We haven't heard from them for years. And here the Pottages. Sylvia and Ellis Pottage.
I went to high school with Ellie Pottage. He played quarterback.
Well, you haven't seen him since then, and I've never met either one of them.
Now, don't take Ellie off the list. We hung around together all through high school.
Well, you don't write to him, dear, and every year I'm the one who has to address all the Christmas cards. You don't even write a note to him.
Well, that's okay. At least he knows I think about him once in a while.
When do you think about him? Really, when do you think about him?
I don't know.
I don't either. And if he stays on our Christmas card list, then this year you write the card and a note to him, bringing him up to date.
Bringing him up to date on what?
Well, on what you're doing and have been doing since you last saw him.
I haven't seen him since high school. I certainly can't write everything that's happened in the last 20 years.
And here, Paul and Shirley Sapper, they must be your friends.
I roomed with Paul in college. Well, you met them. Why, Paul was supposed to be my best man and couldn't, so they stopped in and had dinner with us shortly after we were married when we had that apartment.
I don't remember them at all. After all these years, I
don't
remember.
No. Don't take Paul off the list. Who's this? Mady Parker.
Oh, I worked with Mady. My first job before I married, we've always kept in touch. Even though we don't see each other. No, I'm not taking Mady off the list.
Well, now, look, who are we going to cut out? Listen, we've both got first and second cousins we haven't seen since we were kids. Probably never will see again. Here, Buddy and Wilma.
No. The 1 year we did cut them out, your mother was furious. That was the year you got promoted and transferred, and Buddy's mother wrote to your mother and said, "I guess Bob thinks he's too grand for the rest of the family."
Oh, yes, I've forgotten that. What's this list?
Well, those are our dearest friends, and those all have to have letters enclosed, long letters. We owe them. This list are people who have to have short notes, at least. I can't just sign our names.
Well, why can't you write a Christmas letter the way lots of them do, and we'll get it copied, then just enclose that?
No. I get so irritated when I've taken time to write a personal letter to someone, and I get back a mimeographed letter that begins greetings. So you know she sent the same thing to everyone.
Now, look, since it's gotten so expensive to send cards, plus postage and all that, why don't we cut the whole list in half? Send cards to half of them this year and the other half next year.
Well, lots of our friends know each other. They'll be saying, how come you got a card from Peg and Bob and we didn't?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess we're trapped, as usual.
Oh, no, this year it's not going to be any as usual. This year you're going to help me, man. We're going to start tomorrow. Now, you will please meet me at noon at the stationery shop.
You mean look through all those catalogs?
Now, look, they're your friends as well as mine.
Yes, but we never agree on a card. Never. I don't want any English stagecoaches or a Courier Knives print that says Christmas at Grandma's or a bunch of mice in red pajamas sliding down a banister.
Well, I don't want a perfectly plain card that just says season's greetings. I want a card that's different, that shows some imagination. Anyhow, will you promise to meet me? If I let you watch the rest of your football game now, huh?
All right.
And listen, dear. If there's a game on Christmas Day this year with the whole family here, could you please just once not watch this Christmas? Oh, well, why don't I give up?
Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by the Ocedor Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Ocedor Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Ocedor Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Ocedor makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Ocedor makes your life easier.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Jason, look. What? The wild geese are flying south.
Mm-hmm. Last night was cold, all right. I think the signs are for an early hard winter, darling.
Oh, I hope not too early. We don't want to be snowbound come Thanksgiving.
Em, you sure you want to come up here to the cabin, then?
Oh, absolutely. Susie and Jennifer are counting on it.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to be a big moving problem.
Well, what's so big? We just plan ahead and bring everything we need.
Well, since you're counting on Bobby to do the wood chopping, I have nothing to worry about.
Oh, he's not going to be stuck with all of it, dear. You won't want to send him back to Harvard, hating the great outdoors.
Oh, Lord, no. Well, listen, come on. If we're going to leave this afternoon, we'd better make sure the cabin is winterproof, huh?
Oh, all our clothes are packed and in the car.
I've done my part and buried the garbage.
Oh, Jason, I hate to leave. Mm. It's been such a beautiful weekend.
Yes, it has. Listen, let's walk down to the lake for one last look, okay?
Oh, yes. I wonder how the family has done without us.
Oh, probably very well. Your sister knows what she's doing.
Well, I hope things are a little easier between her and Susie.
Well, I trust Angela to be able to handle that.
I don't know. Susie has a great loyalty to Betsy.
Well, Betsy doesn't seem to blame her father or Angela.
This is in a very difficult spot for a 16-year-old. A jealous mother.
And a father who's understandably unhappy.
Okay, so I wish something or someone could reach Ginger. Make her realize she's driving Marsh right out of their home.
Darling, neurotic compulsions cannot be explained away.
Do you suppose there's any chance of getting her to go somewhere for some kind of counseling?
As I told you, from what Marsh tells me, not a hope.
Well, we'd better get back. Jason.
What's the matter, darling?
Did you pack my medicine?
Yes, it's in with the toilet. Are you all right?
Well, could you get it? I forgot to take it earlier.
Yes, of course, right away. Are you all right?
Oh, Jason.
Emily, what is it?
Leslie, right away, please. My head.
Yes, of course. Let me get your medication, then we'll take off. Now, you just sit down right there. Just stay there.
All right, darling. Hurry. Oh. We thought we had you licked, old friend. It's an absolute conspiracy, Kurt.
I'm beginning to think so.
People do get married in Zurich, don't they?
Well, I think so. Those people sitting around here can't be all bad. Love children.
Oh, my feet. We have waited in three lines only to get the bad news that it takes 3 weeks to get married here. Oh, solace me with hot chocolate, darling.
A waiter?
Yeah, mine here.
Two hot chocolates, please.
Doctor?
And that man at the consulate. He looked at our passports as if they were a personal insult.
If I were paranoid, I'd think your family was behind all this.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to keep us from getting married in Zurich.
Well, you have to admit, it would be simpler in Chicago, wouldn't it?
Here we have two hot chocolates.
Mmm, they smell good.
Dr. Fräulein,
I'm beginning to think we're not going to have a romantic honeymoon in the Swiss Alps.
Darling, we could have a very, very romantic honeymoon in the States. Lots of people do.
And if we left right away...
I can be packed in no time.
You have your ticket?
Right here.
I have mine. I'll get the reservations while you pack.
Caroline will love you forever.
Well, that's nice, but why?
We'll be married in her garden. The mums will be in bloom, I think.
Come on, say goodbye to Swiss chocolate, darling.
And hello to what? American tea? I have no one to blame but myself.
Lisa, darling, don't. Come on, some more wine.
It's been bad enough having you stay at the hotel while Lynn was in Zurich, but at least I knew you were in the same city.
I've just got to get to Chicago now, and fast, and also get married also fast.
I know, I know.
There was no way we could get married soon enough here in Zurich. Ray Noir is too much of a threat to fool with.
Well, whatever he tries to do, Bertha Schmidt won't be of any help.
She really believed you were Renee's wife?
Oh, poor girl. No, not at first, but she was convinced when I was able to tell her just how he had tricked her into giving him Mr. Carter's name.
Wait until he finds out.
You won't be here to see it.
I hope he doesn't do anything to you.
Oh, what can he do?
Anyway, be careful.
You are the one who'll have to be careful when you get to Chicago. How soon do you think you'll be able to marry her? Oh, God. It hurts even to say it.
Here. Come here. Now let me hold you.
Already I'm thinking of those long nights without you. When I'll have plenty of time to wonder why I helped you to leave me.
There aren't many women who would have done what you did.
I've told myself it was the only way to hold you, to help you become independent. To help you get the money you wanted.
I only want it for the two of us. Do you think I've liked living off of you, depending on your alimony checks?
Why am I any different from the lady in Davos? You were happy to have her pay back the ski shop you borrowed the money from?
That was very necessary. It kept me out of a Swiss jail.
And instead of thanking her, you left her.
True. I am not grateful. Gratitude is for people who live on crumbs.
You know, Kurt, We have never done this before.
And what are you talking about?
You're holding me. Just holding me close. And it isn't that we're going to make love or have made love. It's just holding. Closeness.
I'm going to miss you an awful lot, Lisa.
We have to think ahead. Do you know when you can get married after you get to Chicago?
As soon as I can wade through all the family stuff.
That's the only time you'll be vulnerable. If Rene Noir finds out how to get in touch with Lynn's father before you're married, oh, well, darling, come back to Zurich and we'll think of something else.
How could he find out? Carter is not an unusual name. There must be dozens in the Chicago phone book.
He would have to have one of two things. A first name for Lynn's father, eliminating a lot of Chicago Carters, of course. Or Mr. Carter's address.
There's no way he can get it, is there?
He won't be able to get it from Herr Hoffman or his secretary. Poor Bertha is going to see that the deceitful and conniving Rene never works for Herr Hoffman again.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
I won't be sure of that until you are married to Lynn. Then if Rene does anything, it won't matter as much.
I have an awful lot of explaining to do to Lynn and her father.
Don't worry about it now. If that happens, we'll have to take care of it then.
I have to go, darling.
Yes.
Please, look at me.
I can't. I won't even be able to see you off at the airport.
I'll call you as soon as I can, and you'll be with me in Chicago very soon.
All right. That's what I'll think of. You in Chicago and Lake Erie and...
It's on Lake Michigan, silly.
You're sure?
And you'll be careful. About Renee, I mean.
Darling, don't worry. Now, goodbye. Lynn will be waiting.
One last time.
Em, how do you feel now?
I think the medicine is working.
Good. Darling, we're going to go straight to the hospital.
No, no, Jason. I want to go home.
And please, no argument. I'm calling Marsh as soon as we get to a telephone. He can meet us at the hospital.
Has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.